hold on a new shirt, my little boys did. And but this cotton, this plain cotton, you know, I didn't dress them up fine. I wasn't rich.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes people get rich when they're just as poor as you are.
Yeah, I know.
And I just went on and I says, I said, I ain't, my little boy ain't out here ragged. My little boy ain't this. She's going on about me and that family cow. My husband and her husband both worked at the sawmill. And well, she said he was working under the same man. Both of them was. She knew he could afford it. I said, well, I don't want it. I don't want it like you got yours.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to look at it.
I just went on like I was. I told them, said, oh, I wouldn't wear this and I wouldn't wear that to church. Well, I said, if you're going to church, what makes the difference what you got on?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
God don't honor that rich stuff that you put on and go out there to church and look fine. I said, go to church, go on like you are. I don't go, if they make fun of me, they're just making fun of their betters.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to feel like I was this good. I never did feel above nobody. I don't care how poor they was, and I don't never feel above them. But you're just as good as they are. We had some little poor children here around here that their mothers died and left them. People around here make fun of them and this and that and the other. I said, well, if they got sick, they'd always come to Miss Crow for help. Anything happened, they'd come here for help. But some of the other neighbors would go to church and look nice and go to church. And they wouldn't even go to see these folks. Well, I said, I'm going. They can talk about me if they want to. I said, I'm going. They're not going to leave right at my door and suffer that way. I'm going to help them. And so me and Grandma both would go and help people when they're down there and other people wouldn't go about.
That's really good.
And that's the reason I say Christ. Now nearly all of them folks that used to live here, nearly all of them, now they ain't all dead, but nearly all of them used to live in here when we were lived then, is dead and gone. And we're still living here together. I said, he's still with us.
That's a good way to look at it.
And I tell my husband, I said, trust him. He's the one that can take care of us. Can't nobody else take care of us. Just trust him. We'll get by some way. He'll worry about not having this and that and that and other people having so-and-so. But I tell him, I don't worry about it right here. The world turns it, we turn with it. That's the way I like to live. I don't know whether it's the best way or the worst way. We don't have much, but still we get by.
Uh-huh. Let me see. Okay, if you talk about stuff you raise, you know, out in the garden, do you ever have any fruit trees?
Yeah, we've got some apple trees.
Apple trees? Have you ever heard, you know, a cherry tree?
We used to have them, but they died. They all died.
What do you call the seed in a cherry?
The pit painted.
Mm-hmm. And if you have, do you have any peach trees?
We've got a few.
Uh-huh. What do you call the seed in those?
That's a pit too.
Is that a pit?
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you have a peach and it, you know, separates real easily from the seed, from the pit.
That's clear seed peach.
A what?
Clear seeds.
Oh, I see. And
so you can just separate the seed. Off easy. A clean peach is one that the peach sticks to the seed.
I see. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about, you know, an apple, and what's in the middle of an apple?
Core.
And did you ever dry apple?